I am facing north. And I have discovered the time is split in half. I just discovered that today. Though I've been walking along the line and the places that do this every day. They do it all day long. Every day, I walk along the meridian of Paris, which used to be the center of the world until the Greenwich Meridian decided to do that. Nonetheless, this line here did not vanish until 1911. It is a line on the ground, marked by bricks in the park beyond the locked gate in front of me. And it continues up through the Observatory of Paris and onwards, apparently through the center of the Luxembourg Garden towards the North Pole. Because it is there, I walk along it every day, for that is where I walk. Time is split in half by the meridian of Paris, even though the meridian is no longer there. It is split into a left side and a right side, and I'm in the middle. The two sides of time are on either side of the line, which splits time in half, which I'm standing on right now, for a while, anyway. There's a left side and a right side to the split of time. Much like my left hand and my right hand, which together write together as my singular writing hand, that's capital WRITING space capital HAND, all letters are capital, my writing hand, you're on the keyboard here. Here. The keyboard is not split in half. For the, as they say, QWERTY, QWERTY, and all other keys, including punctuation and various sorts of mysterious squiggles and commands, are all there in a squarish unity, split in half by my left and right hands, which together are my, yes, in capitals, writing hand, my right writing hand. You can see the line on the ground. It travels from there up the small hill, the main building of the observatory, where it somehow passes to one of the upper floors, where there it is marked by a single metal railroad track in the floor of this upper floor. I have called the observatory on the telephone to ask this, and this is what I have heard. There's a phone number you can call. phone number is called the internet, or this internet. So I made the call, and this is what I heard. Then it descends that line, somehow down the stairs, and runs out through the front door, the front gate, at all speed, perhaps faster than the speed of sound, heading north. I am looking south. To the left of where I am standing, there is the clock of the meridian of Paris, which displays the time of the official time of France, which is observed by a secret atomic clock underground, under the observatory, or so I think, or I wasn't really told when I asked. There is a sign that says there, under the purple flowers that grow here, that in this building was the first talking clock, that people called on the telephone to ask what time it was. And the talking clock was a movie projector filled with strips of motion picture sound film that had played in any proper order to tell the time when people called on the telephone back in the year 1932 to ask what time it was. And also, perhaps to ask if the refrigerator was running there. If it was, the clock should go catch it, said the laughing children on the telephone to the talking clock, who did as commanded, at which point, as the clock ran after the refrigerator, time stopped for a while there at the meridian of Paris. I think that the atomic clock was in the refrigerator, which the clock always found to be where it should be, which is where it was. And so the talking clock always came back to the phone. Now remember, the talking clock is different than the atomic clock. So the atomic clock is in the refrigerator that the talking clock was running afterwards, and the talking clock found it where it should be. So, and of course, the atomic clock always was where it should be, too. I mean, it knew where it was, and wherever it was, I think it was in the fridge. So the talking clock, the motion picture clock, always came back to the phone, which is where it was stationed as a job. I always came back patiently to the phone, and it did this so quickly that no telephone calls were ever unanswered. There was never an unpicked up call, because that was its job, and time proceeded as it should, despite the interruption. And as the motion picture projector of sound in the proper order told the proper time, a time that was composed by circles inside the atomic clock, which I guess was maybe in the fridge, which was elsewhere. It was running as it could. I think it was doing this in the basement here, there, in front of me, which is connected to the catacombs by a locked metal door that goes nowhere. And as you can see, this is all rather mysterious. But I thought about it. Here beyond the gate and behind me, the line goes up the road. It is the road. The road goes north. A distance from here, it forks into 4 and 8 roads at Port Royal. One road goes up the meridian through the park. All the other roads go elsewhere, but they probably all return here eventually. Anyway, I walk this every day. Now I know the time is split in half. I don't know why I just noticed this.